At 5:30, Kittinger's preparations are over. He boards the gondola.
My crew chief said, are you ready? I said, I'm ready. Let's go. It was a very smooth takeoff, and I started ascending. Up, up, up.
30 minutes after takeoff, Kittinger reaches 29,000 feet, the middle of the troposphere. At this altitude, the air is so thin that each breath contains only a third of the oxygen found at sea level. Kittinger breathes from gas bottles connected to his sealed helmet. He's still barely a third of the way to the jump point. There are another 14 miles to go, and the air pressure is dropping rapidly.
So at about 40,000 feet, suddenly the pressure suit starts inflating, and that's when you start checking it to make certain that it's working properly.
But there is a crucial fault in the suit. The glove covering his right hand is not sealed.
I had an option to tell the ground that I had the problem, and I knew that if I did, they'd probably make me abort the flight. And I was concerned that if we had to abort that flight, that we would have been turned down to try to do it again. So I didn't tell them.
Kittinger prays that this is an isolated fault and continues to climb at 1,000 feet per minute. After 89 minutes, he approaches his target altitude. The balloon's climb slows and then stalls.